Hey, we've got a very special guest, or I should say a special bunch in here today. Jan Stevenson, the president of the Jan Stevenson Crossroads Foundation, and here's the big part, the newest inductee into the World's Golf Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that, Jan.
Thank you.
Watched you many times out there.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was actually a fun one, too, because they had it at Pebble Beach during the men's U.S. Open. So they had the most Hall of Famers come to the event, which was really pretty neat.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Australia. There's not that many international players that have really actually got into the World Golf Hall of Fame. So that was again, another honor.
From down under.
Still waiting on the help with my driver, Jan.
Anytime. You got to come out to Toppin Woods so I can help you.
Absolutely. So you have something really cool going on that's benefiting Wounded Disabled Warrior Veterans Benefit. It's going to be Saturday Night Live. Alex Moffitt is going to be coming in doing some comedy. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, Alex Moffitt, you know, is a big golf fan, and he plays Eric Trump a lot, actually, on Saturday Night Live. And he's really been a big fan and a supporter of our charity. And so we have a new foundation that we've aligned with. It's the Special Ops Warrior Golf Foundation. And actually, Colonel Harbaugh is here to talk about that. And they are sponsoring the event to help us because Alex is coming down to do this for our charity, which is really amazing. And we then teach the disabled vets and first responders. So we have about once a month, we have a clinic and they all come down. They come all from all kinds of parts of Florida. So it's really neat to see.
Yeah. And first of all, Colonel Kerry Harbaugh was with SOCOM over here at MacDill Air Force Base, which is the Special Operations Command, which is an incredible and very busy place for the past few years, being that they're in charge of the Middle East along with CENTCOM. But and then Michael Van Diver, the executive VP of the Jan Stevenson Crossroads Foundation. And this is going to be a great event here.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday night at Snappers, and the show starts at 8 o'clock. But if you're coming for dinner, and it's really actually a great price, for $75 you get dinner, the show, and two free drinks. And I actually own a distillery, so we get two Jan Stevenson liquor drinks, real proper drinks.
That's not that's all either. So here's the deal. Tickets, you can get some at $40, which we're going to give a pair away that they donated here. We're going to give to a listener. Also, you can get $75 tickets. That will include dinner, two drinks, and the show. Or for $115, you're going to get tickets that includes raffle ticket to possibly win Jan Stevenson's personal Porsche.
It is, yeah. I donated to the charity, and we're actually doing the
Porsche automobile.
A Porsche, look, Jack, here, down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Jan's Porsche.
It's actually a 1987. It's a classic. When I was number one on tour, it's a 1987 Porsche, and it's in really good shape. And so we actually are drawing that next month and online, so that'll be fun for everybody to watch. That's included in the price, yes.
If you don't get the $115 ticket, is there a way for you still to buy into the raffle?
Yeah, it's $50 raffle tickets if you go online to Toppin Woods. GC.com.
JansCrossroads.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love what you all did. We got in touch with you guys when the Warrior Games were back here last year, or were here for the first time last year. And I mean, what you guys do for disabled veterans, wounded veterans, it really is to get them back into activity like that. It's really special. That's why we love having you guys over here.
And we have so many here in the Tampa Bay area because of the presence of MacDill Air Force Base, and it is incredible what you all do.
Thank you. Well,
and
you know,
Jan,
Colonel,
from down under, no less.
I'm actually now an American citizen. 2 years ago, I got my citizenship. So,
and you're almost speaking English too.
Well, actually, if I go back to Australia, they say I sound like an American. So there you go. But Colonel is the reason that we actually got golf in the Warrior Games, and so that was really fun to have them out there.
Yeah, and the partnership with Jan has been significant, and is one of the reasons why we've continued to blossom it. As we've added Special Ops Warrior Golf Foundation now, really is an umbrella organization to network with all of our partners that are supporting our Special Ops Wounded, Ill, and Injured. The idea is use the healing power of golf, get guys out there, network them. It helps them with their transition because there's so many business players that actually play the game of golf, so they can help them with career opportunities that follow, along with the rehabilitative aspects, which is one of the reasons why the partnership with Crossroads is so important, because what Jan and Mike and Diane do out at Crossroads is allow the guys to have access to great training, a great facility, and be able to get moving into the game. And then we're gonna let the game blossom for these guys and really give them an opportunity to repair.
Well, that is great. And being big fan of our veterans, for sure, we'll put all the information on our website. Natalie will get it on there at WFLANews.com/AMTB.
We'll put a link up, too, if you want to get tickets for yourself. And then in the next After Rack Your Brain, we're going to give away actually two tickets.
And you might win a Porsche.
And you could possibly win
Good
a Porsche.
Lord.
Well, not on these tickets, but if you buy the $115 tickets, you can.
You could win them. Well, anyway, Jan Stevenson and Colonel Kerry Harbaugh and Michael Vandiver, thank you all for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. It's great to see you guys again. You're